AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hurricane Helene making landfall in Florida as a Category 4 hurricane, the storm being blamed for at least 6 deaths in the south. In Tampa, there have been at least 87 rescues. Mayor Jan Kester.
Throughout our downtown area, I was just driving down there, and there's a great deal of damage from the flooding. Barricades moved, construction trailers moved, and those were just the things that I saw in a very short drive.
Downgraded to a tropical storm, the deadly storm's moving quickly inland up through Georgia and the Carolinas, more than a million customers without power this morning. New York Mayor Eric Adams said to be arraigned today. The federal corruption charges related to the mayor receiving favors from the Turkish government. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Arizona today, visiting the U.S.-Mexico border. Israel launched new airstrikes in Lebanon, killing a senior Hezbollah commander. Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected a ceasefire plan. He speaks at the U.N. today. This is ABC News. York. A new fallout from the immigration uproar in Springfield, Ohio. ABC News learning city officials have refused to take a call from Senator J.D. Vance after the Republican vice presidential candidate spread unfounded claims about Haitian migrants eating residents' cats and dogs. A legal battle looming over who owns the baseball from Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani's historic 50-50 home run. Details from ABC's Andrew Dimberg.
In the moments after that hit, frantic fans dove across their seats to score the souvenir ball, with Chris Bielanski seemingly taking the prize. But now Max Matus is claiming Bielanski forcibly ripped the ball out of his hand and that it legally belongs to him. Bielanski is already set to auction off the ball. A judge ruled yesterday the auction can move ahead, but they can't finalize the sale until after Matus gets the chance to make his case.
The New York Yankees winning the American League East for the 21st time in franchise history. Apart from Helene, weather in the rest of the U.S. mostly clear. In the southwest, record heat. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Save big money on your outdoor power tools right now at Menards. Masterforce has the tools you need to get your outdoor projects done. Get an 80-volt chainsaw for maximum power and performance. Add Masterforce chainsaw gloves with a breathable backing to keep you comfortable while putting in a hard day's work. Get all the Masterforce tools you need at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marathon County District Attorney is investigating the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot drop box into his office Sunday. Meanwhile, good government groups are also considering their legal options. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
I want to give them an opportunity at the local level to be able to resolve the situation, but I can tell you that I've already started to speak with some attorneys about what are the options that are on the table.
Mayor Doug Denny and other city leaders disagree whether what he did was legal. The Better Business Bureau says scammers are posing as investment brokers. Spokeswoman Lisa Schiller says victims have lost a lot of money hoping for big returns. She says anyone you don't know who wants your money for a so-called sure thing is likely just trying to rip you off. As usual, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A potential playoff preview begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers are locked into the NL's third seed and will play in next week's wildcard round. This weekend, one of their potential playoff opponents, the New York Mets, are in Milwaukee for a three-game series. The playoffs begin Tuesday. A familiar face awaits on the opposing sideline this Sunday. Vikings running back Aaron Jones will play his first game against his former team. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said there's still a lot of love for Jones in Green Bay.
I think everybody in this building respects not only the football player, but more importantly, the person that he is. And like I said, there's a lot of love for him. That's going to have to, We're going to have to hit the pause button for about a three-hour window on Sunday and then, you know, pick it back up.
The team has not announced whether Jordan Love will play after missing 2 weeks with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This little summertime in September thing we have going on here is going to continue right on through the weekend. Today, partly cloudy, 78 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. Same thing for Sunday, lots of sunshine with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Northeast Wisconsin independent filmmaker J.B. Thompson, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins us with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
On 92.7 FM, WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay, we will.
We can do that.
Yeah. Happy Friday. 6 minutes after 7 o'clock and 58 degrees. Highs in the mid to upper 70s for today. Looks like it's going to be pretty nice. Kind of cloudy this morning.
Yeah.
We have one more day of the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest, and that is today. So are you ready for the keyword? Well, I'll tell you about that in just a moment. If you want to participate, you can do that today by downloading the Civic Media app. You can find our station, WMDX. Use the text button at the bottom of the screen, and you can send in the keyword this hour. That keyword is Civic. Well, that's easy to remember.
Wow.
Civic is the key word. There'll be other keywords at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and the 4 o'clock hour as well. But you have until 8 o'clock this morning for this keyword, Civic. This is a statewide contest. And again, the grand prize is a pair of indoor club level seats, tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday. It's a Monday night game. December 23rd against New Orleans. That's the grand prize. The prize this hour is a gold chain necklace. So if you'd like to get in on that, you could be a winner from Civic Media. And again, the keyword this hour is Civic. You have until 8 o'clock to text that into us.
All right. All in right. The studio, Terry Bell's got the big story for us. What do you got?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah. Helene was a hurricane, now a tropical storm, but still packing a pretty big punch.
Just a lot of rain with this thing.
A lot of rain. A lot of flooding. It hit some of the highlights. Mm-hmm. Three people dead in Florida and Georgia, dozens of rescues having to happen with high water, and millions of buildings without power right now. It's a very serious situation.
Yeah. And CNN is reporting flash flood emergency declared in Atlanta. Until 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, it's really unusual for a storm like this to get this far inland in Georgia. So just goes to show. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, down in the Gulf Coast, to give you some perspective, there have been about five other times in history when a hurricane made landfall in the Gulf Coast. It's happened four times this year.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, wow. So yeah.
So a lot of trouble and a lot of cleanup to do after this thing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's time to, you know, police tape off the state. So we don't have people going down there anymore. It's just a dangerous state. Yeah, I mean, why even live there? I don't know why people go there and subject themselves to this. I mean, you know, everybody complains about the humidity. Well, I think this is a little more extreme. than the humidity.
You're right.
Boy, I mean, you know, a lot of people are without power. It's one of the major issues down there is the power loss.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Along with the flooding.
What else you got going on today, Terry?
That's the big story today. I guess AOC is going to be in town.
Tell
today
us about your trip.
Campaign. Yeah. My trip?
Yeah. Aren't you going to? Oh,
you're,
yeah.
You're going on a little trip.
Oh, well, I'm going to cover the Trump rally in Prairie du Chien.
Well, that's pretty big stuff. That's
the media tomorrow. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
That's tomorrow.
Is Prairie du Chien a trip?
Well, it depends. I like your city.
It's a wonderful drive. It's a beautiful drive.
Maybe it's a hop and a jump. I don't know. It's a hop, skip, and a jump.
But, I mean, just the experience of being with the MAGAs, I think that's fantastic. But you're also in a pen with other media people. And, of course, you're subject to, the slings and arrows of Trump.
It happens at these things. So you're prepared for it. You're not surprised by it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck with all that.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk to you Monday.
Yeah.
All right.
It's Terry Bell, our news director, Civic Media. Appreciate him stopping by. All right.
There's a big story also that we have here, and that is Medicare recipients in Wisconsin may have had their data stolen.
Oh boy.
I mean, this is a huge breach of data. And their Medicare, I mean, this is the U.S. government, okay?
Yes.
Now, I brag that the census has never had this happen, and so far, so good. But Medicare, something happened, and now what is taking place? Well, okay, they're going to pass out new cards for the people affected by this breach, okay?
Oh, good.
So don't worry about that. But then, of course, the people that have stolen the data may also send out fake cards,
right?
Or try, fake applications for a new card. Yeah. Do not fall for that. But I have a little audio here for you. It's coverage on this situation. Cut 185.
All right. Listen to this. Nearly a million Americans have been impacted by a recently discovered Medicare data breach that happened in May of 2023.
And this is
the
Fox.
Hack involved a third-party software company that exposed personal information like your social security number and home address, especially for beneficiaries in the state of Wisconsin. Kurt the Cyber Guy joins us right now. Kurt, we have a lot of viewers who are on Medicare, and they're curious, am I impacted? What say you?
Yeah, this is not what you want to wake up to this morning. Good morning, Steve. We're talking about a breach that happened mostly in Wisconsin, but man, if I had Medicare or Medicaid, I would be checking and making sure that I don't have any of this data breach affecting me. 946,801 people will be getting a new Medicare card being sent out. Watch for that notice. And at the same time, watch for bogus notices coming your way. Fake notices either in the mail or in your email. So you got to be very careful of that. This is not what you want to hear when you have this kind of critical stuff stolen from you. So what do you do about this? Well, the bulk of these things can be addressed simply by following common sense stuff. And we're talking about, look for that notice, number one, to make sure you've got the new stuff going on and your old stuff that may have been compromised is gone. Sign up for any sort of identity theft alerts. And we, of course, review all those at cyberguy.com that you can check those out. And if you were a victim, you're going to get one of those for free for 12 months. And then avoid scammers using this data breach to target you with those fake notices. And then, reviews of top antivirus protection. When someone sends you a bogus link for this kind of a warning, that will nullify that link so you don't get trapped into that.
Yeah, that's something to be aware of.
Yeah.
Especially here in Wisconsin, Fox News actually reporting something on the level this time.
Newsworthy. Yeah,
yeah, their tech guy, he has a great email update that he always gives out, and I'm actually subscribed to that. This is on the level, and just be watching for that if you are, collecting Medicare.
Okay.
It's important.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what's happening with, what's the latest Trump is... pissed off about McDonald's? What's that about?
Yeah, he's not happy about McDonald's at all.
Well, I thought he loved McDonald's. He's all these pictures of him with a big catering thing when he brings a team into the White House when he was in there. bringing in all the Big Macs and quarter pounders.
It's not so much he's mad with McDonald's. He's, you know, angry that Kamala never worked for McDonald's. He says she did work for McDonald's. She didn't include it on a resume that she had.
Maybe he just can't wrap his head around Kamala, which I'm assuming he hates, having worked at a place that he so dearly loves.
That he loves. Right. He's jealous, wish he had worked at McDonald's.
Yeah,
there's a little
coverage from The Daily Show on this. Let's check that out. 187 is the cut.
Okay.
It's time to start working on that insurrection body. Both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump gave campaign speeches on the economy today. Kamala laid out her priorities for the middle class, while Donald Trump promised to bring back North Carolina's manufacturing jobs. And he wasn't dramatic about it at all.
All of your furniture makers are going to come back and come back bigger and stronger and better than ever before. They're mostly gone. They're all coming back. This is why people in countries want to kill me.
That's why people want to kill Trump? Does he think IKEA issued a fatwa on him? Although fatwa is my favorite IKEA bookshelf. Now, in her speech, Kamala was emphasizing her middle-class roots, while in his speech, Trump was saying, nuh-uh.
She never worked at McDonald's. It was a fake story. It was a fake story. She said she worked at McDonald's and she didn't. It was a lie. She never worked at McDonald's over the hot French fries. I think I'm going to a McDonald's in 2 weeks, actually.
Did Trump just talk himself into getting hungry? So Trump's new conspiracy theory is that Kamala Harris never worked at McDonald's when she was young, which to him is basically stolen valor. How dare you disrespect our men and women in uniform? Those people served with honor and with extra ketchup packets, if you ask. And yes, it is ridiculous that Trump is asking to see Kamala's burger certificate. This isn't the kind of thing you would lie about. It's not like sex with a porn star while your wife is pregnant.
No, it's not like that.
I get why he's suspicious. If she had ever worked at any McDonald's between the years 1960 and last week, he probably would have seen her.
See, there you go. Okay. That would have been proof right there.
Wow.
It's great stuff, huh?
It is.
You can see how these little things affect this malignant narcissist.
Yeah, he just goes nuts about that.
He just holds it inside. You'd think he'd be in worse health than he is right now.
Well.
With that much stuff inside there, that resentment thing just builds.
He's
right?
Had a lot of Big Macs over the years.
You were shocked. You were watching TV, just casually watching TV, and all of a sudden, you know.
Yesterday morning, early in the morning, like 4:30 in the morning, watching Channel 3, and then this ad comes on. First of all, a disclaimer by Channel 3 of what the political ad you're about to see is, you know, can be offensive, you know, and graphic images and all this. And I'm like, what is going on? Well, it turns out it's an ad for Randall Terry, presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, right?
He's very anti-abortion, so he put everything into this ad. I've got the audio of the ad. You can kind of get a gist of what's happening, and it shows very graphic pictures of
aborted fetuses. Well, aborted fetuses.
Let's check that out.
Okay.
Play it.
Wait.
Sorry, I was queuing music because we're almost out of time. What are you looking for?
Ad. It's cut 192.
Here we go.
I'm Randall Terry, and I approve this message.
Kamala. Telling a woman what to do with her body.
Yes, kill the baby.
Being forced to carry a pregnancy to term.
We need
more blood. Understand what that means.
This is not a horror movie. It's reality. A vote for Kamala is a vote for murder.
This guy is running, for some kind of Halloween ad, I think.
Yeah, it's really disgusting. And we'll talk more about it after the break.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home.
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, orange man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I love the Psychedelicers. 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show, and we just played an ad for Randall Terry's nominee for president on the Constitution Party ticket, and right. He is totally anti-abortion. You heard the scary ad. It sounded like something ready for Halloween, right?
Yeah, it was horrible.
And the fact is that, like, you've heard our disclaimers here on this station at Civic Media, we have to play these federal ads. We have to, if they have the money, and we've got to play them, and it's one of the reasons why it's on TV, and you get to see it and be frightened by it.
The Randall Terry ad, you can find out more about it on channel3000.com, their website. But there, I think there's some other local stations also, playing that
right.
ad.
Radio and TV stations are required by law to run their ads if they have the money to pay for it. Wow.
Right. That's it.
So anything can happen.
Apparently
during those ads.
Yeah, they've opened it up to just about anything.
What a grotesque ad, by the way.
Yeah, awful. Yeah. 7:22 right now, cloudy still in Madison. We're hoping for some sunshine today, and looks like a fairly good weekend ahead of us. But
you never know until you talk to Brittany Merlo about
right.
the weather forecast, because you know
she's our expert.
She's been right all along.
Yeah,
you know, we tried to
100% accuracy.
Yep.
Well, she makes the weather. That's how she does it.
That's
right.
She formulates the weather for the entire
that's why
state
she's
of Wisconsin.
North. You know, everything down south she controls.
She's hunkered in the bunker this morning.
So you guys figured it out.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, see,
you got it figured out.
We've been
out.
Putting the pieces together.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Smart.
It's great to be a weather person when the weather is, you know, wonderful, like it's been around here. But
it sure has.
It's been incredible for the last week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really good.
We're so thankful for it, right? That huge high pressure system is even stopping that tropical storm too from even making its way up here. So doing plenty of good for us here in Wisconsin. The sunshine, you'll get it soon, I promise.
Okay.
Yeah.
I promise.
And how's it shaping up for the weekend?
Beautiful. Still. High pressure, not moving. In fact, wind staying out of the north, and we're going to stay still above average. Highs today should hit about 77. We're looking at 76 tomorrow and near 80 on Sunday.
That's amazing. Just amazing. I don't know why people, migrate to Florida. Anybody know why people go there?
Yeah.
You know, because of the cold, it hurts some of our joints and our muscles and our brakes. You know, I get it, but
you know, being without power and having your car flooded and your home flooded and your neighborhood flooded and the city flooded, you know, I don't know. There's a trade-off there.
There sure is. Being that close to the ocean, crazy stuff. I mean, Tampa, they had the record surge. They broke all their records. It was like 6.5 feet into Tampa Bay. I mean, 15 inches of rain being reported into portions of Florida as well. Yeah. 15 inches?
That's ridiculous, right? I mean, you have an ocean on one side, a Gulf on the other side, and you're in between. Something's going to happen. Something's got to give. I don't know why people go to Florida. What is it? It must be Ron DeSantis. They love Ron DeSantis.
I don't know, but now it's moved through Georgia and moving into South Carolina and up the coast and still packing a pretty good punch. I mean, it's a tropical storm, but there's still tons and tons of rain with this, and it just keeps rolling up the East Coast.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, it's moving. It's got gusts still sustained at 70 miles per hour. Yeah. 70 miles per hour. We're hunkering down here in Wisconsin if that's coming through. So it's enough to still knock trees, knock power out. I think there's over like 2.5 million people without power. And it's going to take weeks to nearly a month or so to get that back. So,
well, luckily, we're not going to be impacted, right?
No, we're not. If anything, we'll just see a little bit of cloud cover here. But I know a lot of people from our state that, you know, are ham radio, different volunteers, Red Cross, they're all down there already sending pictures my way. I know that there's a lot of rescues going on. A lot of people tried to stay, even in the Big Bend area. I heard of one guy trying to ride it out in a boat. So, cell phone service is working in portions there, and a lot of people aren't being heard from. So a lot of news.
Well, a hat tip to all the weather people that have been killed in this situation, you know, reporting outside.
What's the matter?
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, they send these weather people out into this weather. It's insane.
I was watching Reed Timmer last night, and I thought, oh my gosh, something is just going to fly, break, and whack someone, and I do not want to witness this. So I was worried too. It was a dangerous storm.
That's what occurs to me too. Yeah. You know, I mean, they're out
Somebody's
there in this incredible wind, all this water, anything can float by or through you.
Yeah.
I just don't see the point of sending somebody out into this weather or that weather.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. And you're headed up north, right, Brittany?
Yep. I'm going the opposite direction.
Headed the other way, up to Canada. Close to it.
Yeah. You're going to Superior, right?
Okay.
Yes, going up north, check out the leaves, just do some hiking, enjoy the nice weather while we have it.
You are our happy camper, Brittany.
Thank you. I
have a little suggestion, you know, get the best colored leaves you can find and then put them in a book, you know, just...
Scrapbook?
Flatten them out in a book, between the pages of a book, and you'll have that forever.
You've lost your mind.
Didn't we do that in grade school? Wasn't that a great thing
to do? I think so.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Brittany, have a wonderful weekend. Always good to talk to you.
See you later.
It's Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist.
Just reliving
really,
my
you're
past
pressing
a little
leaves
bit.
At home. Is that what you and the boys do
with Ann? I'll be honest. Yeah. You know, I have done that maybe in the last 10, 15 years.
No kidding.
We've got these gorgeous leaves, these vines on our house, and just fantastic. And I pulled one off, and I remember my days in grade school.
Did you?
And I put it between the pages of a book.
That's nice. What are you going to do with that book?
And it preserved it.
Okay. Do you get the book out every once in a while?
I threw it away. I threw the book away.
No, you didn't.
I threw the leaf away. You know, it was a wonderful experiment. Okay. It worked. The teachers didn't, you know, fake us out.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you threw out the book?
I threw out the leaf.
Oh, you threw out the leaf. Okay. So there's one less leaf in that book. Yeah. Okay. 720. Thanks. I'll be here all week.
Just leafing through the book.
Week's over. You know, I was going to mention that the John and Gordy Show is actually sponsored. I know it's hard to believe, but you've heard it here the last couple of minutes. But sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's East or West Side or online at verlo.com.
There must be people out there that did the same thing in elementary school, you know, saving the gorgeous leaves that fall off the trees.
Why not?
You know, one of the other things I remember doing is taking a sponge, drawing trees on manila paper, and then taking that sponge and dabbing it, and it looks like leaves on a tree.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you ever do that?
I did do that, yeah.
There you go.
Okay. I'll have to try that.
What
sometime.
Happened to you? What school did you go to?
Maybe I'll do it.
We have a John and Gordy Arts and Crafts Day.
Let's work on that.
Hey, that's our next booth, right?
Hey, Rockers, coming up next with a Maxique preview on the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 WMDX Madison.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Boy, the warm, dry weather we've enjoyed in Wisconsin has really helped Wisconsin farmers not only move ahead in the harvest, but save a little money. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. They haven't had to spend a lot of money drying this crop down. Details on the way.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology.
Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Chris Lytle is the executive director of the Wisconsin Propane Gas Association. She said, well, she's happy that farmers haven't needed a lot of propane to dry the crop down yet. She says Wisconsin weather will be changing, and they're ready to respond.
We're excited to get behind the bobtail again and start moving some propane. Like you said, October 1st is a traditional beginning of propane season, and it begins with the harvest. Last winter, as you know, we kind of refer to it as the winter that wasn't, because we had some spring weather very early in the season, February, and didn't have much snowfall, so our demand was low. So our supply is high, and we're excited to have a frigid season to start moving some propane gallons.
Chris Lytle, executive director of the Wisconsin Propane Gas Association. She says agriculture is their number two customer in the state, using propane to dry down grain, keep livestock warm, and also kill pests and weeds in the field.
Dairy farmers of Wisconsin are building strong farms for a strong future right here in America's Dairyland. Join them and Pam at World Dairy Expo on October 1st and October 3rd at 1:30 p.m. at booth 3403 in the exhibition hall. To learn more about Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, visit wisconsindairy.org.
World Dairy Expo is excited to celebrate the golden age of dairying. This year, experience how technology has helped usher in a new age of dairy. Events start September 28th and end October 4th with the naming of Supreme Champion. Visit worlddairyexpo.com.
And the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection has confirmed its first case of Eastern equine encephalitis. A 2-year-old unvaccinated gelding in Marathon County tested positive. It's the first case this year of Eastern equine encephalitis. In fact, the Department of Agriculture hasn't had a case since 2021. Now they're encouraging all horse owners to talk to your veterinarian about vaccinations for your horses for both Eastern equine encephalitis and West Nile virus. These are brought about by mosquitoes carrying the viruses from infected birds. Again, talk to your veterinarian about protection. There's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This little summertime in September thing we have going on here is going to continue right on through the weekend. Today, partly cloudy, 78 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. Same thing for Sunday, lots of sunshine with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will preview the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the USC Trojans live from Los Angeles, California. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I wanna rock.
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
Won't you love me like a rock?
It is a rock.
And we've got the rocker to prove it.
We sure do.
7:34 o'clock. Cloudy skies this morning.
What are we laughing about? We've been in radio for like 40 or 50 years, and we still can't get the call letters in sync right here.
Oh,
so should I do it? Or should
you do it? Go ahead.
Oh, really? 92.7.
Okay. You do it. You do it. Go ahead.
WMDX.
Okay. Okay. Rocker is in the studio. Hi, Rocker.
What's happening, guys?
Well, you are, man.
Yeah, oh, man. Glad to be back. What a beautiful morning this was cruising down here.
Yeah.
Like Brittany said, I think there's going to be some amazing weather coming up.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great weekend. Max Inc. Radio, 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday night, live in the lair with Lake Waves Trio this week. And new music, throwbacks, interviews, and Live in the Lair. That all happens. Max Inc. Radio. Tune in 92.7 WMDX.
You guys are always having too much fun. You know, it's a great program to listen to. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Last week was a blast, and you can always listen to all these podcasts.
Yeah.
You know, after we do the show, everything gets podcasted at civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. Lake Waves Trio, though, they're playing. It's Graham Marlow. And this is his band now, a three-piece. Lake Waves Trio is a Madison-centric, groove-based trio crafting celestial jazz rock originals with an eclectic, progressive, soundscapey instrumentalism.
I like that.
Man, did you write that?
Yeah.
That's really...
They're going to be really great.
Descriptive.
Yeah. They're a lot of fun. They played down at the Madison Market a few times while you guys were out there doing the market. Mm-hmm. They were some of the live music there. Let's go on, though, and talk about... let me tell you that they will also be playing Lake Waves Trio at Mickey's on Willie Street. That's coming up Saturday, October 5th, with Los Americanos and Yakuza Jacuzzi. You ever been to Mickey's to see music down on Willie Street?
Quite a while ago.
Oh, you got to get down there.
All right.
There'll also be Lake Waves Trio at the Rigby just off the square on Main Street, Sunday, October 19th, with Aang Fang and Magic Conch. You can find Lake Waves Trio on Facebook or Bandcamp.
Yeah, I got to say that they really added a certain ambiance on State Street.
Yes.
It was really excellent. I loved it. And walking by, I wish I could hear it all the way down the street, but it added a certain city feel.
Yeah, I love music down here when you have it on State Street. It's always so fun because you just get so many passersby.
Right.
You get to see the emotion change on their face. Mm-hmm. I know that I've watched people, they walk down the street and also they run into a great band.
Yeah.
Smiles on their face, they stop, they hang out.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's really a community building with music.
Absolutely.
I offered to sing, but you know, they said they were more instrumental.
Well, that may not be community building.
They've heard you sing. They're just trying to be nice.
Community destroying. Everybody ran.
Okay, what else?
Today, September 27th, 6 p.m., we've talked about it before. It's Adem Tesfaye, live acoustic solo on the patio, Garver Feed Mill, today at 6 p.m. Adem Tesfaye, if you will recall, is a Madison, Wisconsin native MC, songwriter, hip-hop guitarist, music producer, whose music style has deep roots in hip-hop, funk, reggae, and blues. And his craftsmanship of telling a story is unique and rhythmically hypnotic. And he's just an amazing guy. He was once on the UW Badgers basketball team. What? Great guy, great singer, great voice. Adem Tesfaye Band is soul, funk, rock, and hip-hop. You can find him at ademtesfaye.net. Let's listen.
What kind of song do you have here?
I have, this is called The Being Way. This is Adem Tesfaye.
For what it is, that loss and promise, that don't make promises.
Don't make promises, don't make promises.
See, I hope you don't lose it. Get lost in whatever it is. But you gotta see what you wanna be. You gotta see the being way. The being way, yeah. So let's start. The heart of the answers, and I can be where it is. Just a small part of the process, for what it is. If you need to be into your blinding.
Oh, that's nice.
That good?
I mean,
funky.
It's like a local Wilson Pickett around here, you know? I love it.
I love that bass tone.
The bass, yeah, he is a great bass player. Wow. Now, that's his whole band. Tonight is, you know, Garver food truck night, and he'll be performing solo. But actually, him solo is amazing as well. In fact, we've had him right here in the lair, and you can hear that on podcast at civicmedia.us. Okay.
It's good stuff.
So, Adem Tesfaye. Have you guys heard, you know, they used to ban books? They still are banning books,
Banning books.
Yeah. They used to ban books.
Yeah.
Banned Books Week at the Book Deal. Okay, September 24th through September 29th, they've gathered a bunch of their used banned books throughout the store and even ordered some new ones. They're ordering banned books.
Yeah.
Banned Books Week, it's an annual event celebrating the freedom to read. And Banned Books Week was launched in 1982 in response to a sudden surge in the number of challenges to books in schools, bookstores, and libraries.
Wow.
Typically held in the last week of September. It highlights the value of free and open access to information.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the Book Deal?
The Book Deal is on Mineral Point Road.
Okay.
And you can find more about them at thebookdeal.com.
Okay. So that's an interesting get-together.
Yeah, go read those banned books. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Armchair Boogie, Friday, October 25th at the Majestic Theater on King Street with the Henhouse Prowlers and Work. It's Newgrass. Out of Madison, right here. They're kind of big, actually. Jamgrass, Newgrass, Funkgrass, whatever you want to call them, Armchair Boogie is rapidly becoming one of the country's hottest acts in bluegrass. With an unabounded sound, this Wisconsin-based quartet is known for their powerful harmonies, timeless originals, and choice covers, along with unforgettable live performances. You can find more at armchairboogiemusic.com.
Hmm.
And I wish we could
hear something from them right now.
Yeah, you know, they sound really interesting. Somebody I would probably like to listen to.
Yeah.
Wish we had a song.
Yeah, could you play anything?
I will fulfill your wish right here on the Johnny Gordy Family Show.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Yeah.
Armchair Boogie. This is called All My Friends.
There's a pile of rocks sitting at the corner of a field. I find myself on top of those stones. I'm feeling all sorts of feels. There's arrows of light shining down from the heavens, and they're shining so bright and so loud that I must have my dang old head in the ground. That's the way it goes after a night like that. Yeah, last thing I remember, I was plucking the banjo. We were having all sorts of laughs. I wouldn't do that to myself. Why would I drink my night away? Oh yeah, that's right. All my friends, they told me to do it. All my friends told me to do it.
Yeehaw!
I know they might seem like a bad dude. They're high.
I feel like I'm gonna
do it. All my friends.
That's great. Okay, that's really good. You know, it's nice.
They're a four-piece band.
They are. Okay.
Yeah.
I love the banjo.
The banjo
is great. Hey, you gave me a banjo.
I did give you that six-string banjo.
Banjo guitar.
That's what it is. You learning how to play that yet?
Oh, yeah. And I've perfected it.
Really? You're sitting back on the back porch there at your
What's it shaped like, a banjo?
It looks exactly like a banjo.
So it's just a banjo guitar?
Yes. That's what it is.
So does it have like a normal guitar fretboard then?
It does.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
But everything else looks like a banjo and sounds like a banjo.
Looks like fused together.
Yeah, it's really an interesting instrument. Yeah. And I perfected it. But I'm not going to
burden gonna
people.
Appear?
I'm not going to play it here.
When you
I don't want to bother people.
Come on,
we're a talk show. You know, we don't do this.
What does the headstock look like? Is it like one of like a metal, you know, a Charvel type thing? Or is it like, you know, a Les Paul looking headstock? What's the...
I don't know. You know, Gordy gave it to me, and I'm not sure.
I got it at a garage sale, and but it was in good shape. It was in good shape.
It's in excellent shape. Yeah.
I traded you for a dining room table.
Yes,
set,
I gave you a dining room table. What an exchange. We barter.
We trade stuff all the time. Yeah.
Oh, that is too funny.
But remember the...
We're putting a band together, but we didn't want to mention it.
The banjo I gave up when I was a kid. I was doing, I was renting and I needed rent and I had to sell my banjo. I had a cast iron banjo that was chrome plated.
Wow.
That was heavy.
It was really heavy. It was called the Merlin Banjo, is what it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's probably rare.
I read out of Chicago. They made it down there in Chicago.
No kidding. Okay.
Another use for cast iron, I guess.
But not practical.
Flip it over, you can use it as a frying pan.
I've heard banjo players complaining about these things and their shoulders are like, oh, playing all night with that thing. It's
really?
So heavy.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's not it's not easy to play banjo,
Guys.
It takes a lot.
Reggae.
Reggae.
Okay.
Is it happening? Yes. Where?
Black Uhuru.
Oh.
They are coming to the Barrymore Theater right over on the east side, Atwood Avenue, Wednesday, September 25th. For over 50 years, Black Uhuru has remained one of the most popular and prolific reggae bands from Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Living legends, they've earned several achievements in the music industry. First ever Grammy Award for reggae music. And they literally are number two to Bob Marley in sales.
That's amazing. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
BlackUhuruOfficial.com. You can find out more music. And I was talking to the promoter, and he was saying a couple of the guys actually from Black Uhuru live in Madison.
No kidding.
And
what?
Yeah, I was like, what?
No idea.
Really? Yeah, I want to try and get an interview with them because it sounds really interesting. But you should go see them because they are one of the most amazing reggae bands in the world. Right now, Black Uhuru. This is Happiness on the Joran and Gordy Show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And first ever Grammy Award for reggae music.
Huh? Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. I've seen them a couple times. They're really good.
Yeah.
Rocker, we got a text here from someone that says, hey, what do you know about Hemp Fest at James Madison Park this weekend?
Well, 55th Great Midwest Marijuana Harvest Festival is coming. Let's see, what does the date say? October 4th, Friday, October 4th, 4 to 7 p.m.
Now, wait a minute. I've got September 28th. That's at the 28th and 29th. 2024. That's this weekend, I think. Is that an old?
No, this is up at the Capitol.
Okay. Capitol. We're looking at the two different Hemp Fest, I think.
So there's a couple of them.
That's right. Yes, there are a few of those.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, yeah.
There's one at James Madison Park this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
So oh, yeah. Does it say what bands are playing?
I'm looking. I don't see. Live performances. I'm not getting it. We'll look into that. Keep going, man.
All right. We will keep keep rolling.
We'll come back to it.
Shekinah King. She just released her brand new album, Heart to Heart, live at the Cider Farm Tasting Room on Watts Road. That's going to be Saturday, September 28th at 6 p.m. That's tomorrow. Shekinah King, singer, songwriter, keyboardist, and vocalist for Madison-based blues band Alfa Romeo. She's also the 2022 Mama Award winning songwriter. You can find her at ShekinahKing.com. Let's listen to a song from her. This is from her brand new album. This is called You're Not Broken. This is the John and Gordy Show.
If you're somewhere you never thought you'd be, and you're running hard just to be free. You feel loved, but you still feel the pain. Just hold on, and there'll be better days. It doesn't mean you're broken, doesn't mean you're strange, doesn't mean you're helpless. You've had some bad days. Your life is worth so much more than you.
Listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, the John and Cordy Family Show, and a good morning to everybody. We've got Rocker in the studio. We're listening to live music and a lot of the local bands in the area. And let's move on to the next one that you've got for us, Rocker. What is it?
Yeah. Well, I guess somebody caught me, right? Looks like we had a typo, so Black Uhuru already happened. So to all you people who were really psyched up to go see him, sorry, my apologies, it's not going to happen.
Well, they'll be back eventually.
Okay. Let's move on to Monona's 41st Chili Cook-Off, Saturday, September 28th. That's tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Ahuska Park off East Broadway in Monona. Go to Ahuska Park Saturday and... It's the longest running chili cook-off in Wisconsin. Previous years, they've had traditional to extreme heat, green chili to creamy white, smoky to sweet, and tropical. Many of the chili cooks, they actually begin setting up and cooking before sunrise and will be serving themed chili in decorated tent in full costumes to match the theme for their chili.
Wow, that's weird.
So they take this seriously, right?
Yeah.
You get a wristband for unlimited chili sampling. Oh, so choose your samples wisely. Up to 40 cook teams. So that's going to be a lot of chili.
This is tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yep. DiscoverMenona.com. Okay. You can go register-to-cook.
I'm in.
I love that.
I'm in. I love chili.
Menona's 41st chili cook-off tomorrow. Good deal. Mackenzie O'Brien, Friday, October 11th. She's going to be coming with her band to Whiskey Jack's on State Street. And the Mackenzie O'Brien Band, they bring country, rock, original music. And she divides her time between Midwest and Nashville, where she continues to be involved in various music-related projects. MackenzieO'Brien.com is where you can find out more information.
Okay.
And she sent us a couple songs. So we're going to hear some maybe over the next week or two. This one is Mackenzie O'Brien. This is Sugar Daddy Issues.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Sugar Daddy Issues.
On the Family Show.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So I slid into my DMs in between a Kelly and Clinton. And I ain't saying which one of them gives me the most of that sugar. Nickelback, Nick Cage, they all spend like De Niro. They roll on that Venmo, oh, love me, De Niro. And I just can't get them to stop turning that old money.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mackenzie O'Brien. And that's great. That's going to be music right down here on State Street. Whiskey cool. Jack's.
Wow.
Friday, October 11th.
I like it.
You might remember that used to be the pub.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
You know, years ago, the pubs, you know, stick to the floor of the pub. And boy, I've seen some great bands down there in the past. One time I saw Robin Trower. Robin Trower played at the pub. Yeah.
Wow.
On State Street.
That's amazing.
Crazy. Back in the 80s.
Yeah, sure.
Those were the 80s.
Boy, that was really good. They're a good group.
Mackenzie O'Brien. I'll bring some back next week. We got a couple of really good songs.
All right.
Brazilian Night's coming to the Working Draft Brewing Beer Company on East Wilson Street, Friday, September 26th. Okay. That is today, 5 to 9 p.m. Join Working Draft Beer Company for a night of samba music and tasty food. Sidera Pagode, I hope I'm saying that right, will be bringing their Brazilian rhythms, and Bloom Blasso Cakes will be serving Brazilian food, including brigadeiros, cochina, and Brazilian cookies. Food is served from 5 to 8 p.m., and taps flow from 3 to 10 p.m. It's going to be Brazilian food, Brazilian music tonight, Working Draft Beer Company.
Mm-hmm.
Driveway Thrift Gellers, I see we're running here. This
is
the last song of the day, Thursday, October 10th, at the High Noon Saloon on East Wash. They're going to be playing with the Millbillies, emotionally ripe, old-school country, says the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, like a vintage yard sale at a Merle Haggard might have thrown, says the Isness.
Wow.
Rugged, straightforward country songwriting. That's Tone Madison. Gotta love them. ThriftDwellers.com is where you can find out more information. They'll be playing October 10th at the High Noon.
Okay.
This is King of Milwaukee, the Driveway Thrift Dwellers.
Great song.
Driveway Thrift Dwellers.
Nice production.
Driveway Thrift Dwellers, yep. Yeah, they got a little bit of folk, a little bit of Americana.
Nice.
Yeah, good stuff.
Great harmonies.
Yep.
And remember, they'll be playing at the High Noon Saloon, October 10th.
Excellent. Well, Rocker, we're just about out of time. One more shout-out to Max Inc. Weekend.
Max Inc. Radio this weekend, Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m., then live in the Lair. And 10 p.m. brings Indie 45 and Max Inc. After Hours. Very 6 cool. to midnight. It's would all you, local music.
Would you like to sing us out? You know, is that...
I'm like that frog on Bugs Bunny.
That's it. Well, have a good weekend, Rocker. Thanks Rocker. For coming in.
Thank you, guys.
We also want to thank our special reporter, Bailey, or P. Diddy reporter, for joining us today. That'll do it for John and Gordy. Right?
Yeah, well,
we got a big show on Monday. We got big surprises. Unbelievable.
We've got unbelievable surprises, right?
You want to tune in Monday. Well, you can't say it. We can't talk about it right now. Oh. That's it for us. Have a great weekend. Right. Stephanie Miller is next on 92.7 WMBX.
Come on, you can.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political editor for Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, recombobulates the news with us. And then another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.